That wasn't a difficult decision. You knew it was coming to an end.
I knew I had to, and there was a man named Jack Kahn who was from Ada. He was a partner with Senator Kerr, who owned the Fidelity Bank. Jack married my aunt, and when I asked him what did he think I ought to do, he said, and I still stand by this, his words were, "Blake, if I had to do it over, I'd come back and be of service to Oklahoma." And I said, "Man, that sounded like a good idea." I came back right here in Oklahoma City. At that time, there was a deal that they were trying to do called Paramutual Horse Racing, and that was my first job.
First job you applied for, I suppose, and accepted. Obviously, you didn't have horse racing experience.
Not any at all.
So why do you think you got the job?
Well, I think probably I had a little insight, but one of the things that was said was I could not receive a paycheck. Mr. Gaylord at the time was real concerned about who these people were that were bringing horse racing in.
You're talking about Eddie?
Yes, Mr. Gaylord at the time, there was a big, strong push in the press not to allow Paramutual horse racing to come to Oklahoma.
Was he against it?
He was against it at the time. But one of the things was I never did accept a paycheck, and that was my way, I think, of saying how honest things were. Quite frankly, the religions of Oklahoma were not for Paramutual. They thought maybe this was gambling, which I understood, but I found out that the horse industry in Oklahoma was the third biggest in the state, the third biggest industry. And yet when I was growing up, we'd all go out to Eagle's Nest and Red River and Taos. Everybody that had a horse in Oklahoma were all running out there. And I thought, why are they all going there? Why don't we have a track here? And a guy, Ralph Sylvester, up at Fraternity up in Salazar, had that little track. He was running horses. Bob Moore Cadillac, Melvin Hatley, and many of the other horse people wanted me to get Paramutual passed in Oklahoma.
Paramutual betting was legalized after a 1982 election approved the initiative authorizing the system.
Right.
So that was already done, and you came along in 84.
Yes, and it was bringing in DeBartolos to Oklahoma.
You had a board then, a nine-member board?
Nine-member board of people, Bob Moore, many of the leaders around Oklahoma City.
You didn't receive a paycheck. Did you not need an income?
I had my military retirement.
Okay.
And at the time, you know, I felt like I had to get my beginning here, and that was what was happening back in those days.
So everything was falling into place. You could support your family and still
right.
do this
exactly.
at the same time. Counties would vote on this.
That's right.
As to whether they would authorize it or not. Many counties went for it, but I think a couple of counties voted it out.
That's
against
right.
it.
And Oklahoma County at that time voted it in.
Then the big breakthrough came, and you said DeBartolo, Eddie DeBartolo.
He owned the San Francisco 49ers. He came in and wanted to put in a racetrack. The way the story goes, he asked Mr. Gaylord, did he want to go in on it? And Mr. Gaylord said, no. He said, you go ahead and do that. And that's how DeBartolo came in.
Eddie Gaylord, of course, had the Daily Oklahoman.
Right.
And could use that for or against. And probably just sat on the sideline on it, or did
well,
he promote it?
Back in those days, I think you went to Mr. Gaylord to get permission for a lot of things. I mean, later on, I remember going to Mr. Gaylord about we were going to do the dome on the Capitol. He didn't like that one either. So
then Remington Park came in, and that was a huge success, wasn't it?
At the time, at the beginning, it was really hot. Everybody in the horse business, Frank Merrill and all of them, Frank Merrick, I can remember seeing all of them. It was a big success at the beginning. Then later, Mr. DeBartolo died. His son came in, who was, quite frankly, not very ethical. They got rid of David Vance, who was manager there. It just started going downhill. And it went downhill for a long time, I think, until the Chickasaw Nation came in and put in the casino business.
So today at Remington Park, they have a casino and they race as well.
That's right. Believe me, Governor Bill Anitubby saw the wisdom of keeping the horse industry going. And because of the casino business, the horse industry has just boomed. And I can tell you, I was just out there the other day. The place was packed for the Oklahoma Derby, and I mean, it was just the way it was always supposed to be.
And the way it perhaps was, because when it first opened, it was the thing to do. It was the place to be and to go. The shine was on it.
Right. You had to have a reservation for to even have lunch there.
Correct.
That type of
right,
stuff.
Right. So. And you'd see Mr. DeBartolo walk in, and you'd say, oh, man, there he is.
It was a great thing, and I think that's the way it's going back to Bean, and I'm real excited for them.